walking past the White House late one night, when our eyes beheld an eerie sight. The president appeared with folks very strange, the zombies and vampires of global climate change.
Welcome to EcoTalk, and if that voice and sound is familiar to you, that of course is the Monster Mash, as recorded originally by Bobby Boris Pickett back in 1962. He came out of retirement last year to record a new song about what's happening to the roadless rules. And, of course, now with hurricanes hitting our shores faster than we can name them, he's also talking about global warming, singing about it, I should say. So we do have a smashing or mashing show for you. And to join us for this first segment is the group, the head of the group that actually is behind this remake. And, by the way, we'll tell you where you can hear it yourself and not only listen but see some fabulous graphics. Angela Ledford with the Clean the Air group will be joining us in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsorship. EcoTalk is proud to be associated with the Natural Resources Defense Council. It is the nation's leading environmental action organization. The NRDC uses law, science, and the support of more than 1.2 million members and online activists to protect the planet's wildlife and wild places and to ensure a safe, healthy environment for all living things. So, Angela, tell us whose idea was this to put global warming to music?
Well, we're just so glad that Bobby Pickett agreed to use this, you know, really, kind of the song of Halloween to draw everybody's attention to global climate change. He worked with Peter Altman, who's our deputy director here at Clear the Air. Peter wrote the new words for the climate mash, and worked with Bobby since Bobby had come out of retirement in essence last year to talk about the forest. He was more than happy to come back this year and really get people to take some action on global climate change.
These are scary times, and just in time for Halloween. Why don't we take a moment and play the whole song? It's just about a minute and a half, and it's terrific.
We were hiking past the White House late one night when our eyes beheld an eerie sight. The president appeared with folks very strange, the zombies and vampires of global climate change. It's not global warming, say oil company disciples. Our math tells us it's natural weather cycles. These claims from industry heavies, let the president rest behind his own protective levees. They're doing the climate mash. Real science is bad. Solutions are trash. And they do it for the cash. The creatures were having fun. Our Congress was overrun. We couldn't tell the mindless zombies from the elected ones. Now we can stop this. We have the technology. But first we have to get past industry ideology. We need your help. I'm glad to show you how. Tell your leaders in Washington to save our climate now.
You're doing a heck of a job, zombie. Hey, the snow melted. Great. So we can drill over here. Yeehaw. And here. And here.
And if you really want to laugh, go to www.climatemash.org, where you can not only hear that whole song, but see some terrific graphics. It's pretty scary times with the assault on our air, water, parks, and forests. And we're speaking with Angela Ledford, campaign director of Clear the Air. So I guess no coincidence that this is being debuted over the Halloween weekend.
No, not at all. And you're right. It is a scary time. And sometimes I feel bad about making light of, you know, the very serious situations caused by the hurricanes and the extreme weather events. But we hope we've done it in a way that's amusing and will also get people to pay attention to the fact that there is something we can do about this. And even though the politics of denial have sort of taken over the White House and in many instances the Congress too, real people can get folks, particularly elected representatives, to see that this is a serious problem and it's time that they got serious about it.
So is this circulating across the internet now?
It really is. It's taken off like wildfire. We've had nearly 100,000 people look at the site. About 30,000 of those have taken action and sent letters to their elected members of Congress and to the president. And we think it'll only grow through this week, particularly in anticipation of Halloween.
And what is the ultimate goal here of this campaign with this song?
Well, the real goal is that, you know, the Congress did begin to wake up a little bit, at least the Senate, earlier this year and passed, you know, a resolution that has no teeth or no requirements for industry. But they did finally acknowledge that global warming is real. It's being caused by the pollution that we're putting in the air and that we need to do something to start to reverse that trend. But now our job is really to hold them to that and make them pass a law that will force pollution rates to come down and will really spur industry to be creative and innovative in what they do to reduce their pollution.
And is Clear the Air's main focus using all kinds of innovative educational ways to raise awareness among Americans about the threat from emissions from coal-fired power plants, which, of course, we now know is tied to methylmercury, tied to mercury poisoning, very serious threat, and yet this administration is trying to relax the restrictions on these coal-powered plants.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Clear the Air was founded by grassroots activists, basically, around the country who have been fighting, you know, since the early 90s to get their local power plants cleaned up. There's basically an exemption in the law that says if a power plant was built before 1970, or even permitted even if construction hadn't started yet, then they didn't have to meet modern pollution controls. And that's just led to while we've made progress on many other aspects of air pollution, coal-fired power plants are our single largest industrial source of pollution, and including mercury and the carbon pollution that causes global warming. So power plants are a huge part of the problem, but we've done a lot to work and actually force the administration to issue a rule that will reduce some of the dangerous pollution from power plants, mainly sulfur dioxide. But now, really, the key is if they reduce the carbon pollution from power plants and from other parts of the economy, we're going to get huge health benefits and benefits to the planet that go far beyond that. But the power plants are really the kind of Achilles heel in our pollution control strategy.
We had a conversation a week or so ago on the show about the initiative for building new coal. Coal-fired or powered plants, and there's new technology that's available but not being utilized.
Oh, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's actually fascinating technology that allows to turn coal into a gas before it's burned instead of burning the raw rock itself. And the pollution benefits of doing that are tremendous. The problem is that this administration has signaled to the coal industry that they don't need to use that kind of technology, that they'll let them get away with using old technology that's not nearly as effective as controlling pollution.
So here we have the technology to make coal cleaner, if not entirely clean, because it is a fossil fuel and it does need to be burned, and yet it's not being implemented, and yet no one can claim ignorance. We know now the health impacts of having mercury showing up in our bodies.
No, that's exactly right, and that's, you know, that was part of the inspiration, I think, and the cleverness behind the climate mash is when you see the graphics, you'll see there's sort of a fraternity mentality that's displayed, you know, combines the president, the vice president, and the oil and power company executives, because that's exactly the kind of free-willing mentality that they've used to deal with environmental problems, and it's really got to stop. It's people who we can laugh at it, but we also have to be serious about getting on with the job of actually cleaning up power plants and going after the other industries that are fueling global warming too.
I guess you could call it the Oil Boys Network.
There you go.
So when will this campaign last until?
Well, the campaign, this is really just the beginning. I mean, this was an opportunistic way to get people's attention, but you know, the Congress said they were going to do something about it, and we're going to be hard at it with the help of, you know, hopefully just an army of citizens being in touch with their members of Congress, reminding them of the promise they made last summer to pass legislation that's going to cap the emissions of carbon dioxide, the main pollutant behind global warming. So this is just a beginning. We hope people will go to Climate Smash, to the Climate Mash website. Sign up to be a Clear the Air activist. Tell your neighbors, you know, send the song along. But really, every time you see an article in the paper that talks about climate change, that shows the new scientific evidence that global warming's here now, send that off to your member of Congress and follow up with a phone call. We're just going to be as diligent as we can through the next couple of years to really push Congress to act on this problem soon.
I'll let you clear your throat. You know, of course, we're, you know, out of names for hurricanes. We're into the Greek-named list. Alpha, I think, has already been formed, and Beta's next. Was this song and this campaign planned before this rash of killer hurricanes?
Oh, it absolutely, it has. It was, and it, what the real irony of Hurricane Katrina is that we were in fact working with a scientist down at the LSU Hurricane Center, because the National Association of Insurance Commissioners was planning to have their meeting this year in New Orleans.
We're running out of time in the last 20 seconds.
Well, I think what we saw in with Katrina and what we're seeing every day is that global warming's not coming. It's here. We've got to do something about it now, and our elected representatives really have to take the lead to get business.